Blog Talk Radio.
I've been tripping and confessing wrong. Angela?
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Did you want me to facilitate or?
Yeah. Don't forget it's Memorial Day. Tomorrow. Are you off tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have Daniel.
Go back, Robin. Yes.
Okay, good evening. I'll pick up reading in Genesis 29, 28. This is where Jacob's uncle Laban had tricked him into marrying Leah, and now he has to work an additional 7 years. So Jacob agreed to work 7 more years, then Laban gave him Rachel too. And Laban gave to Rachel a servant girl, Bilhah, to be her maid. So Jacob slept with Rachel too, and he loved her more than Leah, and stayed and worked the additional 7 years. But because Jacob was slighting Leah, Jehovah let her have a child while Rachel was barren. So Leah became pregnant and had a son, Reuben, meaning, God has noticed my trouble. For she said, Jehovah has noticed my trouble. Now my husband will love me. She soon became pregnant again and had another son and named him Simeon, meaning Jehovah heard. For she said, Jehovah heard that I was unloved, and so he has given me another son. Again, she became pregnant and had a son and named him Levi, meaning attachment. For she said, surely now my husband will feel affection for me, since I have given him three sons. Once again, she was pregnant and had a son and named him Judah, meaning praise. For she said, now I will praise Jehovah. And then she stopped having children. And that was the reading out of Genesis 28 through 35. Amen.
Yeah.
Loretta, we had a couple more callers. We have Mom and Mr. Varner.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got
a whole house full.
Oh, okay. Who else you have?
Well, they in different rooms, but we got Candy and Jordan and Jazz and Mr. Barney and myself in the kitchen.
Amen. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Y'all say hello, Johnny.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
What's up? All righty, then. Well, I'll do a roll call. And we'll just go ahead and get into it. Auntie Betty, Mom, and Mr. Werner, Daniel, Candace, Jazz, Reverend Jordan, Loretta, and myself, Angela. Welcome, everyone, to the Family Nellums weekly prayer session. Start off by praying by your God. And to my parents and to each of you, let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. By the blood of Jesus, over the airwaves, to render powerless and harmless any evil spirit that tries to come into our presence. Prayer brings the unseen, the kingdom of God, on the scene, or into our lives, where we and other people need it, so God's kingdom is seen or manifested. We are here, Lord, to be a part of and not a hindrance to the kingdom of God, to set captives free.
Amen?
No, we are told.
Okay.
So let's pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hey, Mother, we hear your background.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's okay. All righty. Well, we're going to start by the reading of Matthew 19:26. And I will leave that if you guys don't mind. Jesus looked at them and said,
With man,
this is impossible.
This is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Well, again, welcome everyone, and let's just go ahead and get started. Start with the round table. Auntie Betty, do you have anything to share today?
Yes, I'm going to read the 100th Psalm.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the summit of harp. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instrument and organ. Praise him upon the loud cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Awesome. Okay. Daniel, would you like to share anything?
You called my name?
Yes, sir.
I guess. I just want to say I love everybody, but I might say something on the second round. I'm really not ready, okay?
Okay, no problem. Okay, how about you, Loretta?
Sure, I would like to share something out of the Daily Bread. It's called Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow. And the reading is out of Joshua 4, 1 through 6, and 20 through 24. When God's people crossed the Jordan River into the Promised Land, he told their leader Joshua to choose 12 men. Have each one take a stone from the middle of the river and carry it to their campsite at night. Joshua set up the stone as a memorial so that when future generations ask, "What does these stones mean to you?" they could tell them about God's faithfulness and holding back the water while they cross. As followers of Christ, it's good for us to have tangible evidence of God's help in the past. Those mementos remind us that his faithfulness continues today, and we can follow him confidently into the future. Our stones may also help others know that God's hand is mighty as they encourage us to fear the Lord our God forever. The memories what God has done for us can become building blocks for today and tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Start with Mother. Mom?
You got
Mom?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to read Psalm 40 in this reading. Said, "Because you are my helper and my deliverer, O my God, do not delay." These final words of Psalm 40 are spoken by a person who is desperate seeking the Lord's deliverance and who is fully confident in the Lord's ability to deliver. It is because the Lord is fully able to deliver that the psalmist uttered with the highest sense of urgency, "Do not delay." Essentially, the plea means, "Come to my rescue. Please hurry. Do not wait or hesitate because you are my help." The urgency of this plea does not indicate lack of patience. Rather, it is a heartfelt cry of one who has waited patiently for the Lord, who has discovered the powerful nature of his help and eagerly await against in faith. Because the Lord listens, he can confidently call upon him because he has done wonderful work. We will speak of him even though they are more than we can number, because he has given us a new song of praise. We exalt him. We can fully trust the Lord because he is fully trustworthy. It is his nature to be so. When the Lord our God helps us, he put us on a solid foundation and protect us from the evil around us and save us from our sin. The Lord placed in us a desire to do his will and to proclaim his loving kindness and salvation. Consider the pit from which he had delivered you. Consider the fact that he had never failed you, because he's taken time to consider the consistent goodness of the Lord. You too will utter with a heightened sense of urgency, "You are my help and my deliverer. Oh my God, do not delay." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay, for your guest, Candace, do you want to say anything?
Did that know?
Okay. What about Miss Jazz?
Jazz done gone.
Okay. Okay. Well, what about Reverend Jordan?
No.
He passed. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, I will come from Psalms 18, 1 through 12. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place, his pavilion rock about him, where dark waters and thick clouds were the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. This poem of praise was composed in the midst of very trying times. Once again, David had become the object of Saul's uncontrollable rage, for Saul, in his bouts of the paranoia, mistakenly suspected that David was laying the foundation for a revolt against his own royal position. So close did David come to death that the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. The most lamentable type of suffering is that inflicted upon us by somebody else. Those occasions when another makes us the victim of his own temper tantrums, when we have done absolutely nothing to provoke the attack. We expect and can live with abuse from pagans. We feel the pain keenly. However, if the source is another believer, how foolish David would have been had he said, "In my distress, I took the matter into my own hands." No, rather, he said, "In my distress, I call upon the Lord." We have no other options when caught in our distressing situations. Otherwise, we compound the suffering, and he answers our cries for help. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Alrighty. Yeah, well, Daddy Werner.
I'll be reading the Hosea, 7th chapter.
Hosea.
say you unto your brethren, Hammer, and to your sister, Rue Hammer, plead with your mother, plead for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredom out of her sight, and her adulteress from between her breasts, lest I strip her naked, and she and sell her as in the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of Hodom. For their mother had played the harlot. She had conceived them. Them had done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lover that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, my oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns and make a wall that she shall not find her path, and she shall follow after her lover, but she shall not overtake them, and she shall seek them, but shall not find them. Then shall she say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Balaam. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. Now will I discover her lewdness in the sight of her lover, and none shall deliver her out of my hand. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that, Daddy Werner. All righty. We will move on over to our next agenda, sick and shut-ins, and we'll let Loretta lead us in prayer.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we come boldly before you asking that you heal our family, friends, and loved ones, especially Janet Williams, Uncle Oliver, DeMarcus, Malachi, Tony, Miss Wanda, Jordan and the Rako family, Jessica Smith, Charles and Val, Michael and Denise Moody, Eddie Tipman, Maxine Johnson, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Mary Lowe, Carlos and the Wells family, LaTanya, Uncle Champ, Valerie Crockett, Miss Waters and family, Rachel Bessler, Ruth Edwards, Adams family, Leroy, Quentin Hayes, Lenny and family, Vicki Hussman, Jermaine Dawson, Uncle Dave, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you renew their strength. Lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, with them, and through them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, for there is power in the blood. And right now we speak health over them in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 All right. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. This is our last week of May, and do we have, I call out a few names, birthdays that I have. I have Fonte Nellums on the 27th, and Deshaun Johnson on the 28th. Are there any other May birthdays through the 31st? Okay. Alrighty. No other birthdays. Okay. Mom, did any of your guests show back up?
What'd you say?
Did any of your guests back in the room?
Oh. Yeah, they back.
Okay. Would you like to sing happy birthday to Monte and Andeshaun?
Would I like to do what now?
Sing happy birthday.
Oh, okay, I'll try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Happy birthday. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
That, Mother. Okay. So that leads us to our praises and testimonies or songs or poems that anyone would like to say. Gonna move around to Loretta. Would you like to say anything else?
Oh, I would like to sing tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Praise the Lord. God is God, and He won't change. God is God, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is my healer, and He won't change. God is my healer, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is my provider, and He won't change. God is my provider, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. God is good, and He won't change. God is good, and He won't change. He can do again what He did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. I know He won't change. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, Mother, would you like to come again with something?
Oh, yes. I want to attempt to sing the Lord of the Dance.
Amen.
I dance in the morning when the world begun, and I dance in the moon and the stars and the sun, and I came down from heaven and I danced all night. I bet three hammer had my bird. I danced all the strive and the Pharisee, but they would not dance and they would not follow me. I danced all the fishermen and James and John. They came to me and the dance went on. I danced on the Sabbath when I cursed the lamb. The holy people said it was a shame. Buried my body and they thought I was gone, but I am the dance that I still go on. I dance on a Friday and the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on my back. They whipped and stripped and then hung me high. And they left me there on the cross to die. They cut me down and I leaped up high. I am the life that I never, never die. I live in you if you live in me. I am the Lord of the dances. He dancing wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dances. He, I live in you if you live in me. I am the dance that amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Man, I read
All righty. Thank you, Mom. How about you, Pops?
Well, I want to read a little bit about look for a double blessing.
Amen.
Read carefully. The account of Joseph, Daniel, and others. Their adversary always brought a season of double portion blessings in their life. They discovered that false accusation is often the last stage before supernatural promotion. So look for double blessings. Miracles are coming toward you, are going past you every day. Recognize them. The word and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job 42 and 10. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we had another guest to join, Brian.
Yep.
Are you by yourself?
Yep.
Okay, would you like to say something?
Pass.
Okay. All righty, Daniel?
Yes, I want to read a little bit of Psalm, if I can get through it, okay? Can you hear me?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Give ear to my word, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken to my voice of my cry, my King, and my God. For unto thee I will pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will wake up.
Amen.
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 Amen. That's talking about the breath we breathe, okay? Amen.
does Candace want to say anything, or Jess, or Reverend Jordan?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How is everyone doing?
Good evening. Good evening.
Yes. Quick little testimony about my kids. Some of them just graduated from fifth grade, going to middle school with all A's, and he also received a bunch of other accolades. And I'm feeding Jewel. She's tripping because I stopped feeding her. And, you guys, I sent you guys pictures of Jazz and her accolades and everything, right? Didn't you guys get it?
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, Jordan's gonna be this fall. She's gonna be taking college courses, even though she's still really in 11th grade. She's gonna be taking her courses at Georgia Perimeter College. So I'm just so godly proud of my children, my all my babies, and
Jordan. Who is she talking right now?
What?
Who is she talking right now?
This is Candace.
And
your agenda's messed up, man.
My young is trying to walk, and she has 2 teeth. So anyway, just a little praise report about my babies.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Beth, want to say anything?
Hello? Did Jazz say
anything? Yes or no?
No, but Jazz ain't came back in yet.
Okay, does Reverend Jordan want to say anything?
Jordan? No, she...
Okay, well then, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to read 3 verses, start at verse 1 in chapter 18 of Psalm.
Amen.
Beloved thee, O Lord, my strength. Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Well, that's everyone. So what we will do
Hey, Ms.
Patton.
Yes? Ms. Patton.
Yes?
I would like to say one more thing.
Sure.
As of now, I got my daughter and her husband here, and my son and his family here, and then I got my son and family here, babies and children and all. And little fella,
you gonna cook for real for me?
And we just enjoying them, talking about.
Okay.
Amen.
Hey,
Amen.
Man, you got the coming right. Y'all wanna cook a rib?
No, man, just
no real. But not real, man. It got done yet.
Oh, man. Hey, what time?
They'll be done by facing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Amen.
Good. Well, all right. Great. What a blessing. Okay. We'll go ahead and do the Serenity Prayer. And, Pops, would you lead us in? Serenity prayer.
Oh, you got him on. Do you have him on mute?
Okay.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, hold on.
I'm sorry.
Would you do lead us in serenity prayer?
Oh, they had dropped.
Say what, ma'am?
Can Pop lead us in the serenity prayer?
Pop, lead them in the serenity prayer.
I'll do the serenity prayer.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Okay.
Well, he's going to do it. Danielle, I'll let you do the, is it this Psalm 23 that we do today, Loretta?
Right.
Yeah, Danielle, I'll let you do the Psalm 23, okay? Go ahead, Pop.
Go ahead.
Okay, serenity. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity.
The serenity.
To accept the things that I cannot change.
To accept the things that I cannot change.
The courage.
The courage.
To change the things that I can change.
To change the things that I can change.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
To know
to know the difference.
Amen.
Amen.
If there isn't anything else anyone would like to say, just wait. Is there anything else anyone would like to say?
No, I want to watch the game.
Alrighty.
I love the Lord, but I want to still watch the game.
Well, Daniel, will you go ahead and close out reading the Psalms 23?
Okay, Psalm 23.
Sir.
Are we ready?
Yes, amen. Sir. Bow your heads.
Amen. Everybody, come on, shout out with me. The Lord, He is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Who are we? He making me walk through. Oh, man, I can't do this. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me walk down the dark. Oh, man, I can't see no more. I'm weeping. Okay, let me get through the one. Let me get through one. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He making me lie down in the green pastures, and He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the pasture of the righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we would live in the house for the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That concludes our program for everyone for participating. I just want to leave you with one last prayer. Lord, pray that from Your glorious give us mighty inner hope.
Angela, you're breaking
start
up.
That out. Yeah, I know. It's a lot of background noise. Leaving you with one last prayer. Oh, Lord, we pray that from Your glorious unlimited resources, You will give us mighty inner strength through Your Holy Spirit. And may we have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep Your love really is. Glory be to You, Lord. Amen. Everyone, have a blessed week. We love you.
Amen.
Amen. Good night. Hey. Everybody, hey. Happy Memorial
Hi.
Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you all.
Everyone.
Love everybody. Y'all be safe out here on Memorial
love
Day.
Love y'all.
Okay. Okay. Good night.
Amen.
Good
y'all
night.
Be safe.
Oh, boy.
Angela? Okay. And the F.